Archer. It's Mike Wynn with a very warm welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. I'm sitting here with far more music than we can fit into this week's show, but it's all essential listening, so we might have to shorten a couple of the tracks, or I suppose we could leave some for next week. The gentlest possible start. Chick Corea on a Yamaha 9-foot concert grand at the Mad Hatter Studios in LA in early 94. The song, as I'm sure you recognise, was Smile. It was written by Charlie Chaplin for his 1934 film Modern Times. Chaplin wrote it as an instrumental and, of course, as the film's soundtrack. Lyric writers John Turner and Jeffrey Parsons adding the title and words in 54. Let's just have the first half of this next one. Thank you. a long, long track, so yes, I had to fade it out a bit. Wes Montgomery's compo 4-on-6, here recorded at the Fish Factory in Willesden, end of Jan, beginning of Feb 2011. Of no relevance at all is that I once worked in Willesden, and when that factory closed and transferred to Hemel Hempstead, the site was bought by the then National Coal Board, who razed the factory and turned it into a huge coal tip. Back to this recording. The leader is guitarist Nigel Price, leading his own trio of Peter Whittaker Hammond A100 organ, Matt Holm drums, and guest Alex Garnett tenor. And by the way, the A100 Hammond was introed in 59 and based on the more famous B3. Incidentally, the title 4-on-6 refers, if you haven't already guessed it, to four fingers on six strings. This next one's not jazz, but he's a real fave of mine, and it's more guitar. Ever seen guitarist Leo Kottke filed under folk in record shops, but I've always loved his playing. It is a bit jazzy too, and I really wanted to bring him to your attention just in case you haven't come across him before. I've got a reasonably large collection of his albums, well, all of them in fact, all fantastic. That was Little Martha, recorded at the Fox Theatre in Boulder, Colorado, Easter 95. Next, Up, Down and Around. That should cover it. Thank you. Was written by pianist Marlo Morris, who here switches to the organ. This was recorded Jan 62, when Morris was only playing occasionally, and then almost always on the organ. It's hard to imagine that between the wars he was very highly regarded and was a protege and even heir apparent to the greatest jazz pianist of all time, Art Tatum. But by the 40s, he'd given up music as a career to work in the post office. He came back to part-time playing in 49, mainly as an organist. And here he's joined by Buddy Tate tenor, Matthew G trombone, Gus Johnson drums, and Ray Barreto bongo. A short vocal.
This little town is Paris. Now that I'm here with you, each little bench is amazingly French, and the trees Parisian too. This little town is Paris. Now that I know you're mine, even the air is a foreign affair, and the coffee tastes like wine. The world I found around me wasn't good when I stood there alone. But now at last you found me, and you grace every place I have known. This little town is Paris. Somehow it's come to be, gay and aglow, and there's one place I know I won't have to go to see. Wasn't good when I stood there alone. But now at last you have found me, and you grace every place I have known. This little town is Paris. Somehow it's come to be, gay and aglow, and there's one place I know I won't have to go to see. Cause cette petite ville, c'est
This Little Town is Paris, sung by Beverly Kenny. She was a promising singer in the mid-50s, and this is her first LP as a leader, recorded in New York in 55 with the Johnny Smith Quartet. Smith, the guitarist, is a vastly underrated jazz muser who is only really remembered for an album he made with Stan Getz. And Bob Pentecost was on piano. There's some confusion over the bassist and drummer. It's either Nobby Tota or George Romanis on bass, and either Mousy Alexander or Jerry Siegel drums. All seemed set fair for the talented Beverly Kenny, but after half a dozen albums as a leader, and having worked with some big names, the Dorseys, George Shearing, Ellis Larkins, Frank West, she committed suicide in April 60. A very sad end to a potentially very full life. Next up, the latest Harry Allen release.
Thank you.
Recorded in July 2014 in Copenhagen during Harry Allen's 2014 European tour. He seems to come over every year and uses local musos in his various countries. For instance, in the UK, when I saw him just this year, it was Jeff Eels on piano, Dave Green bass and Steve Brown drums. Here in Copenhagen, it's Jan Ludgren on piano, Hans Beckenroth bass and Christian Leth on drums. So he's certainly able to get the very best of the local talent, way better than the derisively named pickup band. Local is somewhat relative here. Only Leth is a Dane, the other two, Ludgren and Beckenroth, being Swedes. That was the Johnny Mandel compo, Cinnamon and Clove. Small fact, but big link to our next song. Harry Allen's father had been a big band drummer and played with and become chums with Paul Gonzalez. Big excitement, a newly released Ellington album called The Connie Plank Sessions, recorded in Cologne in July 1970. Ellington was touring Europe and asked for a studio to rehearse a few new numbers and wanted to record them for his famous Stockpile to be used at a later unspecified date. These two previously unreleased versions of just two songs were found in Plank's estate after he, Plank, had died. Plank is best remembered by some, I'm not one of those, from his 1980s work with pop groups. In this 1970 Ellington opportunity, he was a recording engineer. So Ellington and the whole gang arrive and make three versions of two different Ellington compos. The one we just heard being Eldorado, and that was take three. Main soloists were Wild Bill Davis on organ, Cat Anderson trumpet, and of course, Harry Allen's father's chum, Paul Gonzalez, was on tenor. and despite it being mid-1970, it's still a formidable lineup of Ellingtonians, with A-listers such as Cootie Williams, Booty Wood, Chuck Connors, Russell Procope, and Harry Carney in there. Here's another Keith Jarrett number. It's from an album dedicated to Miles Davis. Rather strangely, there are no Miles Davis compos on this October 91 New York recorded album, but every song is somehow associated with Miles. The album opens with Bye Bye Blackbird, a real jazz standard nowadays and a regular feature for Miles. And the album ends with the song we've just heard, Blackbird, Bye Bye. It's a Keith Jarrett original. Jarrett's on piano, of course, with two of his regular sidemen, Gary Peacock bass and Jack DeJohnette on drums. It's a guitar-y week. But I know you're just going to love this.
Thank you.
This 99 album is called Good Dog, Happy Man, and I can so relate to that. Certainly a bad dog means an unhappy man, but the three I have here with me, two residents and a visitor on her holes, are perfectly behaved today. That was, as you know, Shenandoah, an emotional song for me for no particular reason other than its loveliness. Bill Frisell is the leader and dedicates that one particular song to another guitarist, Johnny Smith, who we heard earlier. Frisell is on acoustic guitar here, Ry Cooda is on electric guitar, Victor Krause bass, Jim Keltner drums. It's also a week for vocals, and after Shenandoah, it's another country-type song. Yesterday. Don Gibson's memorable song, I Can't Stop Loving You, that was so well sung by Ray Charles. Well, here's a version to rival Brother Ray's, I reckon. The singer is the French-American Madeleine Peru, who's usually simply noted for the similarity of her voice with that of Billie Holiday's. But she breaks free of that constraint on this 2012 Californian album. All the songs are oldies from the 60s, Bye Bye Love, Gentle on My Mind, and a few more Ray Charles-related songs. Magnificent, I'd say. Madeleine sings and plays acoustic guitar. Dean Parks is on electric guitar. Larry Golding's Hammond B3, David Pilth bass, and Jay Bellarose drums. There are 7 excellent photos of Miss Peru in the stylish liner notes. Not one of them with even a hint of a smile, not even a smirk. If I could sing like that, I'd be grinning all day long. Next one has a potentially awkward title. Great lineup under the leadership of tenor man Illinois Jacquette in May 62. Roy Eldridge, trumpet, Matthew G for the second time this week on trombone, Cecil Payne, baritone, and pretty much the star of the show alongside Jacquette is Sir Charles Thompson on piano, Kenny Burrell guitar, George Duvivier bass, and Joe Jones drums. Recorded for Columbia Records. And that was a song co-written by Jacquette, a typical Bassiite blues. Actually, I won't give you the title, but it's about a girl called Fanny. And in the title, she's adjectivally called frantic. We wish her well. Maybe she came from Indiana.
Thank you.
album title is Milt Jackson Meets the Explosive Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra, and it was the 1917 song Back Home Again in Indiana. For years, Louis Armstrong opened every gig with that song. The album is obviously a big band led by the Clayton brothers, John Jr. on bowed bass, Jeff various reeds, and Jeff Hamilton drums. And yes, Milt Jackson's on vibes. And of course, the opening number is his Bags Groove. And there are another 16 notable West Coast musos in the band, from the likes of Byron Stripling on trumpet to Bill Cunliffe piano. I'm going to close on a John Coltrane newly released recording, but I think we just have time to squeeze in this vocal.
Dwelt a miner, 49er, and his daughter Clementine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine. You are lost and gone forever, dreadful sorry Clementine. Like she was, like a fairy, and her shoes were number 9. Herring boxes without topses, sandals were for Clementine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine. You are lost and gone forever, dreadful sorry Clementine. Drove she ducklings to the water every morning just at 9. Hit her foot against a splinter, fell into the foaming brine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine. You are lost and gone forever, dreadful sorry Clementine. Ruby lips above the water, blowing bubbles soft and fine. But alas, I was no swimmer, so I lost my Clementine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine. You are lost and gone forever, dreadful sorry Clementine. Still haunts me, robed in garments soaked in brine. Though in life I used to hug her, now she's dead, I draw the line. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine. You are lost and gone forever, dreadful sorry Clementine.
Seems to be vocals, guitars and California this week. That was recorded in Hollywood in March 57. Francis Fay was the singer, and the album is full of so-called folk songs. Well, yes, maybe Clementine is a folk song. Russ Garcia did the arrangements and assembled a great band. I'll simply call out every other name to save time. Don Fagerquist, Maynard Ferguson, Frank Rossellino, Howard Roberts, Mel Lewis. It's a great album. And now, new, as in not previously commercially available before, John Coltrane. It's from a gig at the Half Note in 65 that was broadcast on late-night New York City radio. It's that quartet. Train tenor, McCoy Tyner piano, Jimmy Garrison bass, and Elvin Jones drums. We're only going to hear the first part of this track, as it's nearly 23 minutes long. You guessed it. It's Train's favourite song of all time, My Favourite Things. Thank you. Fade that out, but we certainly got enough to appreciate what it was and who it was. Hope you've enjoyed the whole show, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, keep well.